This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has been impeached by the Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives. As the vote was taken last night on the House floor, President Trump was addressing a huge crowd of supporters in Battle Creek, Michigan, and speaking of the impeachment.
Crazy Nancy Pelosi's House Democrats have branded themselves with an eternal mark of shame, and it really is. It's a disgrace. After 3 years, tonight the House Democrats are trying to nullify the ballots of tens of millions of patriotic Americans.
Seven Democratic White House hopefuls will take the debate stage in Los Angeles tonight. The debate being hosted by the PBS NewsHour and Politico. It will also air live on CNN. It will be starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The first ever global refugee forum held by the United Nations closed in Geneva yesterday. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees said new pledges for refugee integration made during the two-day event amounted to more than $3 billion in value. In his closing remarks, he said,
I am not a pessimist, but this has the making of a success. To make it a success is incumbent on all of us. Thank you very much.
A major supporter of President Trump is retiring from Congress. Republican Mark Meadows of North Carolina announcing he'll retire from Congress at the end of his term. The four-term congressman says he has struggled with leaving what he says he had always considered would be a temporary job. The new Star Wars movie getting some bad reviews. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker has been given a green splat by Rotten Tomatoes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare's individual mandates, being declared unconstitutional. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals making that ruling yesterday, saying that the mandate can no longer be read as a tax, adding there's no other constitutional provision that justifies this exercise of congressional power. The panel is ordering a lower court to look at the rest of Obamacare to see if the rest of the law should be thrown out. A teen is in trouble for trying to fly high in a plane that wasn't hers. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A 17-year-old girl is under arrest after police say she climbed a fence and stole a small plane at Yosemite International Airport. Airport Police Chief Drew Bessinger.
She entered a King Air 200 propeller-driven aircraft and was able to start one of the engines. The aircraft began to move and pivot and crashed into a building and a fence on airport property.
Authorities say no one was injured during the incident.
And a Chinese woman was arrested yesterday and is now behind bars after allegedly trespassing and taking photos at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. The woman trespassed at the home and was asked to leave by security, but later returned to take photos. The 56-year-old arrested and is now being held in Palm Beach County Jail for loitering and prowling. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
And we've got to hit the ground running. We've got lots to talk about, and we're going to start off with Dr. Wilfred Riley. Yes, the author of the Hate Crime Hoax is with us, political science professor at Kentucky State University. Dr. Riley, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good. Always good to be back.
Well, I'm doing good. Just, trying to calm my mind from spinning after what we've had to endure the last couple of weeks, and the whole penultimate of it all came to, an inevitable conclusion with the House, passing the articles of impeachment as expected.
Yeah, and I think you're right that this is the penultimate and that nothing has really happened yet. Yeah, as expected, the House, obviously led by Nancy Pelosi, did vote to impeach Trump, President Trump, and that was a straight party line vote, essentially. I mean, all of the Republicans voted no. All but three of the Democrats voted yes. We'll give a shout out to Tulsi Gabbard, who voted present and said, "I'm really just here for all of this."
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that's what most people expected. Straight party line vote.
Right, exactly. Well, and interesting that Tulsi Gabbard would vote present. And, the very outline that Nancy Pelosi had said for the impeachment, certainly the issue of bipartisanship, if anything, it was bipartisanship against it, not for impeachment. Don't you love political irony?
Yeah, I mean, it is entertaining. And I think we saw Nancy Pelosi at the beginning of this process. I mean, obviously, no ruling class politicians are non-corrupt. But to some extent, Nancy Pelosi might actually have hoped that there would be some kind of bipartisan consensus against someone who's really, in some ways, her personal opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole process has been sort of her realizing that this, or her coming to the conclusion that this is going to happen whether or not there was.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, at the beginning of the process, yeah, Nancy Pelosi said, obviously, we in the House are not going to move forward unless there is strong bipartisan support, was the quote.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an extraordinary amount of pressure from the quote-unquote AOC, Ilhan Omar wing of the Democratic Party, to pursue Mr. Trump, whether or not there was any support for that. Nancy Pelosi, I don't think, wanted to impeach in the beginning. But now she is where she is. I mean, the Democrats have decided to go forward regardless of whether there is support in the Senate or there's Republican support in the House.
Mm-hmm. I got to say this because I hear that repeatedly, that the Democratic Party is being so controlled by the left wing, by the AOC and the socialists and that. And it's hard for me to imagine an old school powerhouse like Nancy Pelosi being controlled by this young guard.
Well, I think that this I don't necessarily think that there's a logical reason. I think you can figure that out just by looking at them. I don't necessarily think there's a logical reason for the Democrats to be doing a lot of what they're doing right now. And I think that the conflict in the Democratic Party is something that I've seen myself at a lower level just in business. And that's the question of, should you take what the majority of Americans say as your guiding light, or should you be very focused on kind of trendsetters, quote unquote, on social media? And I think the Democrats, for whatever reason, right now are paying a lot of attention to Twitter, and they're paying a lot of attention to their quote-unquote intellectual base. So I think AOC, for example, has been allowed to have a massive influence culturally. Millions of people follow her online. She puts out, you know, Instagram videos of her trying to figure out a garbage disposal while also praising socialism, so on. And I do think that when Nancy Pelosi gets hundreds of letters after one of those AOC public sessions, she's very likely to respond to them. I personally think that's a bad decision. I personally have often said in the corporate world, in the academic world, that people need to focus on what the majority of their customer base wants, not what's being said on Twitter and Facebook. But right now, that's not what the Democrats are doing. Ilhan Omar has a huge influence, for example.
Well, no question. The social media influences are mere snapshots. But this is where leadership in the modern era is required. And this is where you have to give credit to Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is really teaching us how to manage, how to still be a leader in the age of this dynamic social media environment.
Is because Donald Trump himself is a businessman who's dealt with some of the things that I'm talking about. So, I mean, Donald Trump has already had these conversations about social media. And that's one of the remarkable things about Trump. Donald Trump is probably the best user of social media in the country. So we tend to think of the Republicans more as sort of the nerdy party, you know, old generals and millionaires and so on, you know, good leaders in war, but not exactly the people that are in command of Twitter. But Donald Trump has one of the largest followings on Twitter. I think he's third after Justin Bieber and somebody else. I mean, anyway, whatever. But he's got 45 million followers, and he's using those platforms to go back at Ilhan Omar and AOC. So he's doing that pretty well.
And also the mainstream media, I think that's their big frustration, is because they're no longer writing the headlines. It's Donald Trump and his Twitterverse that's controlling the headlines now.
Well, that's one of the things with social media in general. I mean, I don't know if anyone expected this secondary effect of social media. I mean, Facebook began as, you know, a platform where people shared pictures of their dinner. I mean, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter. But one of the things, if you have a powerful voice, that Twitter in particular allows you to do is exactly what you said. It's completely circumvent the headlines of the major papers. Even I, between Facebook and Twitter, have about 15,000 followers, which is about as many as a mid-sized daily newspaper.
Exactly.
If the newspaper in my town were to say something, I could literally just go online and respond to it. With Donald Trump, if you got 50 million people following you every day, that's a larger audience than anything on cable. That's a larger audience than anything on broadcast. So I think that's what Trump has done. He's gone directly back at the social media claims on social media. So if someone, Ilhan Omar posts a link, Trump can respond to it. I mean, those two have had exchanges of comments on Twitter. So it is an interesting development. But Nancy Pelosi is not skilled at those technologies. And I think she's being told that the Dem base wants things that the Dem base doesn't want. The old line is that the Democratic base, whether or not you prefer the Republicans, as I often do, but the old line is that the Democratic base is a steelworker in Ohio. And I don't think a lot of the things that you're hearing from the Democrats this election season, like we need to work on the availability of abortions for men, in Castro.
Right.
I don't think that's really what that guy in Ohio is concerned about.
I don't think so either. I think he just had one of those creative moments. But getting back to what you said earlier, and we've seen this kind of evolve in the recent decade, especially under the Obama administration. And that was they were, you know, they felt an elitism in terms of a level of intellectualism, as you say, that is far and above flyover country. And they felt it was their responsibility to drag the less informed, because they knew better, drag, kicking, screaming, whatever, into whatever policies that they determined to be so great. As Jonathan Gruber reminded everybody quite clearly, the reason Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, was written in the manner in which it was is because he believed that the American people were just not smart enough to understand healthcare.
Yeah, I think that in particular is a weakness specifically of the left. This isn't one of those where I'll say a pox on both your houses. This actually gets almost into the visions of the world people have. Thomas Sowell, conservative social scientist, inspired a lot of my writing, says that there are really two ways to look at the world. There's the tragic vision, which is more common among business people and military men, which is the idea that human beings are complex, they're stubborn, you have to take things like farming into account, world's hard to change. And then there's the vision of the anointed, which is the idea that a small group, a cadre,
exactly.
It's often
well, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Dr. Riley after this.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is sponsored by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor of the Beef Checkoff. After a long summer of pool party snacking and meals on the go, fall is the perfect time to reset the diet and jump back into a health and fitness routine. According to the USDA, we spend about 40 minutes a day prepping and serving food and cleaning up. So why not make the most of your time and revamp your refrigerator by adding in healthier choices that will benefit you long after the kitchen closes? Amy Goodson, dietitian and expert in health, wellness, and sports nutrition.
Now is the time to add nutrient-rich, high-quality proteins into your fridge that can make it easier to stick to your health routine. Beef is a complete, high-quality protein food that contains all the essential amino acids the body needs to support physical activity and a strong, healthy life.
The iron in beef can help prevent fatigue, and the protein in beef contains the optimal mix of amino acids for building and repairing muscle. For more, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
The yeas are 230. The nays are 197. Present is 1. Article 1 is adopted. forward. The question is on adoption of Article 2. The question is on the adoption of Article 2. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The ayes have it. For what purpose does the gentleman from New York sue, President?
I ask for a roll call vote.
Well, there it is. Natives were getting a little restless there, didn't you? Don't you think, Dr. Riley? It was, but to put a bow on what you were saying earlier, what I appreciate so much about Thomas Sowell and your writing as well, and it's clear that his influence has served you well, is that you bring to the conversation some insight into the soul and the psychology of the culture. And I think it's right. It's right on point because what's happened through this whole process, Wilford, is I believe we're losing a sense of authenticity. We are not who we think we are, who we say we are, when we get so lost in the emotion and in the ideology that differentiates us so dramatically and doesn't allow us to come together and to be able to sit down and talk. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, I think that faction, quote unquote, I mean, people being far too serious about political party, for example, was something that the founding fathers were pretty strongly opposed to and that they warned against constantly. And I think that this, listening to that clip you just played, I mean, I think this is a pretty good example of why, where in a case involving something very serious, I mean, should we remove the nation's overall leader? You know, every member of one group actually literally screams yes, and every member of the other group then yells back no, and they sound like they're about to, you know, go to war with one another in the chamber. I mean, that's not what you want. You ideally want people working together to pave the roads.
Exactly. Well, I thought it was interesting because it almost reminded me, I had a flashback, if you remember, at a Democratic convention where they took a vote, and there was a discernible difference in the other way, and I believe it was Villaraigosa at the time, arbitrary executive decision, and went against the people who were yelling the loudest. And I think if you go by a voice vote, it sounded pretty close, if not the opposite side was louder than others. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi makes an arbitrary decision. Well, the guy's got it.
Well, then the guy stands up and says, well, we're going to have a roll call vote. I mean, this went on for hours. I mean, the vote, the recounting, if you've ever actually, I live down the street from the Kentucky State Capitol, so I get to see this pretty often. Mm. But if you ever actually have been to Congress, one of the most remarkable things is that these booming speeches you see on the C-SPAN and so on are usually given to empty rooms.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
There's a guy just standing in front of a bank of cameras, waving his arms around like he's speaking to the Roman Senate, you know, talking about political issues or the local high school state champion, and there's no one there at all. There might be five bored, hungover senators sitting, you know, in the actual the gallery room itself.
Well, if it was Jerry Nadler, you know he's sleeping. Just
well,
saying.
If you look at pictures of what they're doing, I'm sure not during this, but during most sessions of Congress or the Senate. I mean, there are guys playing fantasy football. And
well, there was. There was, in fact, they showed one of the Democratic congressmen. He was on his laptop. I think he was doing fantasy football or something. I can't remember exactly, but I...
Yeah, if you're there, this to some extent is your job. I mean, if you're a moderate Democrat and you don't much care whether President Trump is impeached and you have to sit through 8 hours of speeches from both sides that make this sound like the fall of Rome, yeah, you might check on how your team's doing. I'm sure I would. I'd have something, you know, I'd have a Microsoft Word document that looked more important that I could pull up anytime a camera spun toward me. I mean, you gotta be prepared.
Yeah, exactly, without a doubt. So, Nancy Pelosi's strategy here to withhold the articles and hold on to them and not send them to the Senate, how real is that?
Well, actually, I think that is an extreme. We talked about this a little during the break. I think that's an extremely intelligent move. I mean, the plain fact is that morally, even legally, you're really only going to get one chance to impeach the president. And right now, Mitch McConnell has said flatly, I'm the boss man in the Senate, and there's no chance that this is going to go forward successfully. Mm-hmm. And off the record, that's been confirmed by every Republican senator, and I'd say 3 to 4 conservative Democrats. Right. So right now, Nancy Pelosi knows that if the articles of impeachment go up, they're going to be kicked back down in about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So what she's trying to do is hold on to them for a better time when it comes to impeaching the president. So, for example, if in 2 years or 4 years the Dems win the Senate, it might be possible that impeachment could then be used to remove Trump. Mm-hmm. Now, to me, this is all a fantasy. I mean, you need a 67% supermajority to convict following an impeachment. So I don't think this is ever going to happen. But what she's doing by holding this close to the vest is preventing Senate bosses like McConnell from just laughing at it and tossing it back to the House, which would be an immediate massive defeat for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. Instead, this is something, it's a sword of Damocles that hangs over Trump's neck. Why should we reelect him knowing he could be removed at any time? That's the goal.
Yeah. Well, interesting strategy. You're exactly right. My buddy from Nashville just texted me. He said he was watching, the congressman was watching the Players Golf Tournament. That's what it was. It wasn't fantasy football, so that's what was going on. President Trump, I wrote a 6-page heartfelt letter, to Nancy Pelosi. I thought it was very much on point, very, you know, to document his perspective. I thought it was right on point and very appropriate. And as he said in his concluding statement, that he wanted to be part of the record, because there's been so many other things, which I find quite curious, Wilfred, because you've got, you've got newspaper quotes and all this stuff in the era of fake news, and especially the way the Democrats use and they leak information to these publications, and then they print it. Nancy Pelosi calls it, this is part of the Democratic wrap-up smear that they have perfected so well. And so that's what always drives me nuts and really has flags going off in my head whenever they mention a publication in order to offer some sort of veracity or credibility. I mean, that's what they did in applying for the FISA warrant. They leaked that information. It was out there. And so they go to the judge and say, see, it's all part of the public record. And this is something that they themselves have constructed.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the differences between pros and amateurs in terms of understanding the media is whether or not you believe the media are reporting reality. And this is true on a lot of different levels. This goes for everything from race relations to crime over to these political issues. But yeah, there's definitely a relationship between both parties, really, but especially the left wing of the Democratic Party and the media. Trump's letter, I thought it was interesting. And to me, the most important thing that Trump said in this letter is, if you impeach me for this, whether or not you think I did wrong, you could impeach almost literally any president.
Exactly.
And I think to some extent that's what we're moving toward. So I was talking to a friend the other day who's also in the field of political science, and he said, you know, if you look at the U.S. presidents, of the last 4 presidents, we impeached 2 of them, Clinton and Trump.
Right.
And we almost impeached the other 2. There were constant claims that George Bush, or for that matter, Barack Obama, was a war criminal, so on down the line. So, I mean, you're batting about 3/4 when it comes to this last group of candidates, this last group of presidents. Mm-hmm. Before that, we impeached 1 president all time. Nixon resigned.
Right.
So it seems like we're moving toward that more European model of no confidence votes.
Exactly. No. Yeah. Interesting how that is. And there's no question. I mean, Jonathan Turley, a professor from George Washington, legal professor, you know, said it plainly, said the very thing that you're trying to do to Trump is the very thing you yourself are doing. And you're opening up Pandora's box to your point exactly that, hey, this is what we got to look forward to is that, hey, do you want to be president of the United States and be impeached with in the first 3 years of your administration? Just can't wait for that one. Man, everybody wants that job even more so. He is the professor from and author of the book, The Hate Crime Hoax, Dr. Wilfred Riley. Dr. Riley, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
You too. Merry Christmas.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has been impeached by the Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives. As the vote was taken last night on the House floor, President Trump was addressing a huge crowd of supporters in Battle Creek, Michigan, and speaking of the impeachment.
Crazy Nancy Pelosi's House Democrats have branded themselves with an eternal mark of shame, and it really is. It's a disgrace. After 3 years, tonight the House Democrats are trying to nullify the ballots of tens of millions of patriotic Americans.
7 Democratic White House hopefuls will take the debate stage in Los Angeles tonight. The debate being hosted by the PBS NewsHour and Politico. It will also air live on CNN. It will be starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
With you, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, as we continue to talk about what is going on in our country and how the people are reacting to it. I think that on one hand, the people took a sigh of relief. Okay, let's go on to the next phase. Let's move on with this. As I mentioned before, continuously, I had my doubts on whether or not Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats were willing to turn over their findings and have it be adjudicated by something outside of their purview and control. And, of course, no sooner those two articles are passed that she says, well, I'm not sure that we're going to turn these articles of impeachment right away. So she's holding her cards close to the vest, as we discussed with Dr. Riley a moment ago. But with us right now is the nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, and columnist, Dan Perkins. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, and I feel really excited this morning that I was probably one of the first people in the country some time ago that predicted what was going to happen last night.
Yeah, I mean, amazing. And by that, you mean that she would not immediately turn over the articles of impeachment.
Right, right. I mean, if you think about it, it's the piece, one of the pieces I wrote was to talk about why she would withhold it. Because if she sends them over to the Senate, then the Senate has the right to call witnesses. And in the article, I had a list of of the usual suspects who probably would be called. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to expose those people, at least at the moment, to the review of the Senate. So what I think her strategy is, she's going to sit on it. She put it in her pocket. Mm-hmm. She's going to sit on it, and she's going to wait and see what happens in the presidential election. And if Donald Trump is reelected and they have the majority in the House still, mm-hmm. then she will send a note to the Senate, the charges to the Senate, and start a hearing in the beginning of Donald Trump's second term in 2020. If, on the other hand, if they lose control of the House, I believe she will pass it through during the lame duck session of the Congress after the election, but before the inauguration. And again, Mr. Trump will start his second term under an impeachment trial.
Oh, what fun. Well, yeah, I mean, the damage that she, I mean, for someone who claims the higher ground, I mean, we're seeing this play for what it is. You know, in terms of voter interference, how she's and the Democrats are doing everything they can to influence the 2020 election. You know, we talked about this before, Dan. It's no longer existential. Yeah. We're not talking the Russians anymore. We're talking Democrat socialists within our, you know, within the legislative body, within our government that are doing this.
Yeah. When I wrote a commentary that came out this week about Schumer, who came out and said it made a demand of McConnell that he wanted these four witnesses to be called, people who were not called in the House investigation. And I said, I used that situation with Schumer as another example of the playbook that the Democrats have had for 40 years to intimidate Republicans to get what they want.
Exactly.
And as we talked last night, the real issue here isn't really whether Donald Trump did anything or not. The real issue is that the Democrats realize that in the 2016 election, that's right, I said 2016, I was talking about the real issue in the election was who is going to select the next one or two members of the Supreme Court, because it would have significant implications.
Exactly.
And that's what, and then Mr. Trump came in and he appointed two conservatives, and, you know, it's 6-3. But I believe that this election here, this whole campaign on impeachment, was all about trying to stop Donald Trump, because in his first 3 years, he's already appointed, of the 870 Article III judges, he's already appointed 150 judges. And 50 of those are on the Court of Appeals, including the Ninth Circuit, I call it Circus, in California. So what's happening is they realized that the power of the Democratic Party was that there were three branches to the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party itself, leadership, the news media, and the liberal court.
Exactly.
If they take away what they couldn't legislate in the Congress, they legislated through the proactive nature of the courts. You take away that, and you take away the courts, and you take away the majority, all of a sudden the Democrats are out of power. And what you saw with Schumer trying to suggest to Schumer trying to suggest to McConnell, I want these. I want these.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning I'm in control. You might be the majority leader of the Senate, but I'm telling you what I want that you have to give to me. And even Nancy Pelosi said last night in her press conference, we, the House, reserve the right to judge whether or not the Senate will provide a fair trial on the issues, and that's why we may be withholding the charge.
Where is that in the Constitution?
It isn't.
Of course not.
It isn't.
But, yes.
But there isn't anything in the Constitution that says that legislation in general, passed by the House, has to be sent to the Senate for approval.
Mm-hmm.
So she's dealing with her interpretation and the Democrats' interpretation of how they fit the Constitution to their narrative.
Right.
And that's what's going on. And so,
well, Dan, the other thing that they're doing is they're wearing everybody out. And, you know, the electorate, they're wearing out with all this. And they are, in a sense, teaching us all a lesson that if you don't do it their way, we've got hell to pay. And whether it's through impeachment, whether it's, a confirming a justice like what we went through with Kavanaugh, not so bad with Gorsuch a little bit, but what Gorsuch was a bit of a portend, and Kavanaugh was totally, unhinged in that process, which Lindsey Graham called him out, rightfully so, and called him out for their lust for power. And it's been that ever since. So what we see is a continuing, to your point, exactly, a continuing manifestation of said lust for power with what they're doing through now impeachment with Donald Trump.
And on top of that, in addition to the news media and the judiciary on their side, they also have the deep state on their side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you remember, in the Kavanaugh hearings, what did Lindsey Graham say that he was going to do relative to the Malzi Ford letter that was released by Dianne Feinstein? He was asking for an FBI investigation. Did it ever happen?
No.
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Never heard anything.
Exactly.
And Kevin Nunes has set over referrals, criminal referrals to the Justice Department.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's happened on those. So
look at the Horowitz report. We knew that was going to come out like that. I told everybody, don't get your hopes up. I mean, this guy's, he's an establishment guy. He's there to protect. He's there to protect the FBI. And you knew right off when he came and said, well, there was no political bias, which since he's recanted, by the way, because it became so obvious there was political bias that he lost all credibility with one of the first statements that he made when he said there was no political bias. It's like, okay, well, you've just confirmed everything that we suspected of you.
Right. So, and then we had the FISA court and its tepid response. If this was a regular court and the trial judge found out that the government actually withheld evidence, doctored evidence, those lawyers would be in his chambers and he would be slapping them with contempt of court and having them prosecuted for
perjury. There'd be disbarment. There'd be disbarment. Yeah. There's nothing right now. The way this is happening. So our only hope here, our Obi-Wan Kenobi on this is, possibly Durham. But, is Durham and all his efforts, even with A.G. Barr, does the deep state have, such a stranglehold on our bureaucracy that it will force them to compromise? Only time will tell. We've got more from Dan Perkins. We've got to go to break. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans, save it, do something fun. Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Poor digestion can lead to many unpleasant symptoms that can wreak havoc on your happiness. Don't suffer in silence. Get Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Digest, the most potent and pure source of vegetarian enzymes to support the digestion of proteins, carbohydrates, fats, fiber, and dairy. Quantum Digest. Don't eat cooked food without it. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Are
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
With today's illegal, unconstitutional, and partisan impeachment, the do-nothing Democrats, and they are do-nothing, all they want to do is focus on this, what they could be doing, are declaring their deep hatred and disdain for the American voter. This lawless partisan impeachment is a political suicide march for the Democrat Party. Have you seen my polls in the last 4 weeks?
Oh, the President of the United States there at the rally in Michigan, Dan Perkins. Wow, it you know, quite a contrast there. He's doing a rally. You got the Democrats ramrodding, you know, these two articles of impeachment. Still, after all the pomp and circumstance, the money that was invested, the hours that we were subjected to over all this, where's the no crime? Where's the crime?
There is no crime. And yesterday we had Horowitz, who was testifying again before the Senate, and basically recanted his earlier statement that there was no bias, when in fact he says there now that in retrospect he believes there was. Then you had the FISA court come out and rebuke the FBI. But the other thing that went totally unnoticed yesterday is one of the courts.
Yes.
Overturned Obamacare, said it was exactly unconstitutional because the mandate was gone. And and they believe that they'll have to appeal it to the Supreme Court. And since Justice Roberts was the one who created the new rule that it came under the Commerce Clause as a tax, if that tax is gone, then is it still constitutional? And I suspect the court is going to vote.
Well, all part of your argument about judicial activism, this has been the order of the day, and the Democrats have been able to do that. And Roberts bowed to President Obama. Obama had fired a capsule over the bow of his boat, basically telling him not to interfere. And but he did interfere. He created law on the bench, just like Roe v. Wade was created by unelected judges.
And so we don't really know for sure how much turmoil the Democratic Party is, especially the leadership. I believe it is major turmoil. Mm-hmm. They've got so many things going against it that And they've invested so much in the impeachment, you know. And it, what really burns me, Bill, is that this quote somber attitude that Nancy Pelosi was trying to get all the members to do, dressing in black and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And this impeachment is something that Democrats have wanted before Donald Trump was even inaugurated.
Exactly.
And so this is not something that happened over the last 3 months because of whatever happened in the Ukraine. It's part of their agenda that they are still reeling from the loss that Hillary Clinton did become the president,
mm-hmm.
that they lost, and that they have decided they can no longer trust you and I, the deplorables, to make decisions for the country. And
right.
You clearly saw that in the panels from the State Department in the House hearings.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't trust the president, they don't trust us to make decisions. Therefore, they took it upon their responsibility to make the decisions of what should happen in the future.
Exactly. And did you hear Hoyer last night talking about, you know, well, Hillary Clinton, you know, you talk about your 63 million. Well, let's trump that. You know, we'll trump your 63 million with the 65 million that Hillary Clinton got. But let's get that down to a net number, because I think in California alone, didn't they find something like 3 million illegal votes?
Mm-hmm.
So and most of those votes went to Hillary. This is all ridiculous with all this stuff that only creates more agitation, more division. And the other thing that drives me absolutely nuts, because most of these people are lawyers, Dan, and they know better. Mm-hmm. The way they talk as if the president is guilty. The statements that they make, he is a criminal. There's no alleged anymore. There's no respect for due process. What they are doing to the American people with all this rhetoric is extremely dangerous. And the people are starting to get it because they're realizing they've been fed poison for the last 3 years. And meanwhile, here's Donald Trump as a contravailing force going, hey, look at the economy. Look what's going on. I mean, he wrote about it in his letter to document this point in history about what Nancy Pelosi, as the leader of the House, was perpetrating on the American people, because people are going to look back in history and say, what in the heck were these people drinking? What were they smoking? What was going on? I mean, this is total insanity for a country that is all about unity could be so divided. And it's not like we haven't ever been divided before. We have been. But in the information age in which we live in today, it's quite dangerous. And I think it's irresponsible, especially of leaders of our country, to be so uncivil and disrespectful to the rule of law for the sake of partisanship.
That was very well said. And that's, from my standpoint, that is one of the things that bothers me the most, and that is that we have this cabal of people who have lost their civility, who've lost their rationale, and want to take this country in a direction that the vast majority of the country does not want to go,
mm-hmm.
and they're in control, and with power, they're going to make the decisions regardless of what the American people want to do.
Exactly.
And when Mr. Trump mm-hmm. talks about reversing an election, that a few members of the deep state will decide that 63 million people cast the wrong vote, that should scare all of us in this country, Republican mm-hmm. or Democrat, that we unelected officials are trying to determine the direction of this country.
Right. Well, I stand corrected. Our fact checker, Bob, out in Tennessee, said according to Judicial Watch, it was 1.8 million illegal votes, of which the predominant vote, you know, was for Democrat.
Sure.
In California. That's in California alone, Dan.
Right.
We're not talking the other 49 states of the Union.
I understand, but if to put a further point on that, if you just take away the number of votes that Hillary got over Donald Trump in the California election only,
mm-hmm.
and you subtract that from the total vote, she didn't beat Trump.
Yeah.
He beat her. In the other 49 states, the popular vote went to Donald Trump, not to Hillary Clinton. It was the overwhelming victory in California that gave her the numbers. They say she won by 2 million votes. But if you take out the plurality that she had in California and look at the other 49 states, she didn't beat them.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, that's the deal. You start bifurcating, but the rules of the game is the Electoral College, and that's how you win. And that was a landslide. The numbers were landslide epic for Donald Trump, like it or not. That's just the way the game is played. Well, looking to 2020, and I insist it's interesting that 2020 is the year that we're coming upon, which has a lot to say about our vision. Maybe 2020 is going to open the eyes of a lot of people. And Dan, what you have been predicting for quite a while, that Donald Trump will take 48 of the 50 states resoundingly, and this will be an epic election and an epic surprise, much in the order of what happened in the UK last week.
I agree, and I've written about that just this week, that what was going on was so what I wrote about this week was that if we go back to 2016 in May, we saw what happened in the Brexit vote. Mm-hmm. And we saw what the elites tried to do in England is to reverse it. And it's 3 years later, and they're still fooling around with it. But the vote over the weekend was a situation that created more concern for the elites again, because the elites just got resounded.
It's not even close. You know, can you hear me now? And I think this is what's going to come from the America's voting booths in 2020 is it's going to be a can you hear me now vision, because
yes.
Donald Trump is going to be their president. There will be a landslide proportion. The other thing that I predict will happen is the Democrats will go over the cliff. And it is going to be rebuilding time that will take them a long time to reconstruct because of what they've done to themselves, how they have disenfranchised their own voters. Yes, there's going to be that hardcore, you know, democratic socialist left wing of that party that will continue on, because that's the way things happen. They're not, you know, they're going to survive and live another day just like ISIS or any other force that's contrary to the will of the people.
Right.
Absolutely. That sounds pretty dramatic. I'm sorry to use that metaphor to compare them with ISIS, but it is what they have done to this country for the sake of their own lust for power is disgusting, Dan. It's intolerable. And I believe that the voter politic is seeing for what it is. Excuse my hyperbole, but it is, and I think it's a sad day. That is really a sad and somber time that you would see a significant party, one party in our nation, because we cannot stand to have in the United States a one-party system like California has a one-party system, whether it's all Democrat or all Republican. But I think that also with the rise of conservatism in this country as a result of the demise, and I say a setback for the Democratic Party, I think it will allow conservative values to heal some of these issues that have been lingering for so long, that have been crippling us, like our spending, that we will be able to look at the deficit and do something about entitlements and make some tough decisions. And trying to do it in the venue of a disruptive party has been problematic. We'll never be able to make inroads in that direction, Dan.
I agree.
Well, look, have a Merry Christmas, a happy holiday as
Thank
always.
You, sir.
Appreciate the input. Look forward to seeing your predictions come to life.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today.